right, so there's this civil war coming to the Democrat Party. The mainstream media, MSNBC, CNN, and all of the rest would have you believe over the last couple of years. First of all, we were told that if Donald Trump became the nominee for the Republican Party in 2016, which was impossible, could never happen, but if it did, he would destroy the Republican Party. It would be shredded because there would be this huge internal civil war in this battle because Donald Trump would never be elected president, and therefore there would come this reckoning of the far right and the Tea Party and all of this other nonsense that would occur. Of course, that didn't happen. Donald Trump became president, and the real truth is now bearing itself out. And the truth is, it's the Democrat Party that's facing a civil war. In fact, there was a nice op-ed in USA Today over the weekend covering this, and I want to read you a couple of excerpts here, and I want to share with you a couple of examples of what is happening on the Democrat side. Here's a bit of the op-ed. Brace yourself. There is a civil war coming soon to the Democratic Party. At the heart of today's Democratic Party is an identity crisis and an ideological struggle. In recent election cycles, these were pushed underground for the sake of party unity. We heard the first rumblings of it during the 2016 election when Bernie Sanders gave Hillary Clinton a strong run for the money. And now those differences threaten to come out in the open during the upcoming primary debates at an inopportune moment when the party needs to unite to defeat Donald Trump. Of course, those debates just a couple of days away now. And it's all going to be pushed out to the forefront because you have Bernie Sanders, you have Elizabeth Warren, you have AOC, and that wing of the party that's no longer being hidden, that's no longer being pushed into the shadows for the sake of party unity, that is all gone. That charade is over. Let me give you a couple of examples. I'm going to start with Cory Booker. Louis Farrakhan is a kook. Plain and simple. This guy has been on the fringe of the fringe my entire life. This guy has been out there saying hateful things about Jews and white people and anybody he doesn't like for all of these years, for decades. And he's paraded around as a fringe character. And in fact, for most of my adult life, was shunned in civil society. Civil society would have nothing to do with Louis Farrakhan, but somehow, over the last few years, he's begun to creep in. He has begun to creep in. You know, there are pictures of him with Barack Obama. Didn't surface until after the elections, of course, his second one. Then finally, oh, look at all the pictures of Obama with Louis Farrakhan. Isn't that unusual? And now you've got Cory Booker at a campaign event over the weekend saying that he would meet with this anti-Semitic, anti-white hate preacher. I mean, that's what he is. When you talk about hate speech, Louis Farrakhan might be the poster child of what hate speech is because of the vile, venom, and nasty, repugnant comments that come out of his mouth. But I want you to hear Cory Booker asked about Louis Farrakhan. What do you mean? What does he think about him? Go ahead and listen to this. It's bite number three. Go.
My question was, would you be willing to have an argument with him concerning that sentiment?
You know, I live in Newark, so we have famous Mosque 25. We have Nation of Islam there. As mayor, I met with lots of folks talking to him. I've heard Minister Farrakhan's speeches for a lot of my life. So I don't feel like I need to do that, but I'm not one of these people that says I wouldn't sit down with anybody to hear what they have to say. But I live on a neighborhood where I'm getting guys on the streets offering and selling his works. I'm very familiar with Minister Louis Farrakhan and his beliefs and his.
And you think that they're okay because you certainly didn't say anything about them. You've listened to his speeches for years. You're very familiar with him. You've read his writings. And that would be the opportunity, Senator, to say, and I think what he writes is completely divisive. It's wrong. It's racist. It's bigoted. It's anti-Semitic. It is a dividing force in America, not a uniting force. I completely support the First Amendment. I completely support Louis Farrakhan's right to spew his hatred and his venom and throw that bile out of his throat that he calls sermons. But you cannot stand there and say, I'm familiar with Louis Farrakhan and I've listened to his speeches and I'm very familiar with without condemning him. For if you do, you are endorsing him. By not condemning him after talking about him in that way, it's a de facto endorsement. And this is the problem with the Democrat Party. You've got this civil war, and maybe more than a couple of factions. You've got Warren and Sanders and AOC here, and you've got Cory Booker here and Kamala Harris, and people talking about reparations. Talk about an idea that would divide America. Demanding that you pay your neighbors for something that happened to a distant relative seven generations before. That somehow we would pay the people reparations for what happened seven generations before. Maybe the Democrat Party should do that. Because right now the Democrat Party is angry. They haven't been this angry since the Republicans took their slaves away. Honestly, the Democrat Party hasn't been this angry in America since the Republicans said you can't have slaves anymore. And then they incorporated Jim Crow laws and other ways to control the freed slaves and keep the black population under their thumb, and then lie to them about the Civil Rights Acts of the 1960s and say, hey, we did this for you. No, you did it to collect votes. It's worked effectively for a long time. Maybe it's time for a Dexit, a Democratic exit, a Blexit, a black exit from the Democrat Party, all of these things being pushed forward, but there is a civil war coming to the Democrat Party. Mark my words. The divides are clear. The lines have been drawn. And I've got really good news. We get to see it all on display in just a couple of days in Miami, Florida, when 20 of them take the stage to debate. Bring the popcorn, kids. You're going to need it. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship. Yeah!
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.